That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow,
good morning. Happy Saturday morning to you. This is Ranch. Whoop, better turn the CD off. We'll have that for the outro song. Good morning. That's how live radio is. If you don't push the button, there's nobody in the background to push it for you. But we're coming to you live this pre-sunrise morning, Saturday morning, October 25th. Whew, where has the year gone, Kyle?
Well, it flies by just like every other year.
I guess so. I guess so. Maybe that's just how we are, you know. When it's sunny and we need rain, we say, is it ever going to rain? And you know, it always does eventually. And yeah. When it's raining, we say, is it ever going to stop raining? And it always does eventually, has so far. And but, boy, the time does fly by. And we've certainly read and looked at those scriptures that, boy, unless the days were shortened, well, I don't know if they're being shortened now, but the time just... I don't know, maybe as we get a little older, it flies by a little faster. I'm not sure. But we do welcome you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up and driving out to the ranch and joining us here. And we say good morning, Remnant. And thank you for joining us. And because we do gather in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we welcome him as well. Because his word says, wherever two or more gather in his name, he is there also. And... was thinking about it a little this morning, Kyle, getting up and got up a little over an hour ago, and it's pretty dark out here in the morning, but the traffic going by. We've got as much or more traffic this time of the year as we do any time, and it's because it's still hunting season up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. They really backed off the hunting season this year, but it's hunting season up in the mountains, and I just got to wondering if, you know, there's usually at least two up in hunting camp, sometimes half a dozen. You got to wonder if, boy, if they gathered in his name at hunting camp, that he'd be there with them. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, he may be there anyway, but the word at least says that where two or more gather in his name, that would certainly still apply at hunting camp, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that rings a bell with me because, you know, I grew up every October going hunting, 1st of October, and sometimes in November with elk hunting, but sometimes just the older men went. They didn't take the children because weather pretty much is why. But I remember campfires and late at night, at least for what I remember. I mean, maybe it wasn't as late as it seems because it gets dark so early, but as a kid growing up, it was late at night, and the fellowship, you know. I mean, there was always laughing and joking and having a good time, but there was always fellowship in the Word by the older ones, you know. And I grew up in a church and where kids were basically taught you speak when you're spoken to. I mean, basically, you know, not to each other, of course, but you know, when the adults start talking about the Bible, you kept your mouth shut, you know. And I remember, and those were good times. I mean, and yep. You know, everything wasn't just peachy king. I mean, not everybody agreed on every piece of scripture, but it was fellowship, you know, and it was done around the campfire.
Right.
And I don't think there's much better times than being around a campfire.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Well, the phones are ringing. I can hear the phone ringing on the other end of the
wrong
office.
Phone.
And I got a line ringing here. But, you know, we better pray real quick. And,
amen.
And then, caller, thanks for holding. We'll get right to you. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day that you're bringing. Lord, we know the sunshine is on its way, Lord, just like we know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is on his way. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you to join us here. And let us have a sweet time of fellowship with each other and with the remnant and with you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, Lord, to be able to have that fellowship with you and with the remnant. Thank you for the hot coffee and just the blessings you give us, Lord, the good health, and that, Lord, you always watch after those that are yours. And we thank you for it, Lord. We ask your blessings on today. Lord, be with us as we gather for church tomorrow morning. Lord, be with John and Jason as they're on a ministry trip, Lord, being about the Father's business. Protect them. Let your ministering angels be with them. And Lord, let it be a productive trip and a safe trip. And be with their families and our families as we're away from them. And Lord, bring John and Jason home safe as well to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we'll go to the phone lines. Get the buttons pushed. Good morning. Nope. Sorry about that caller. Maybe that's who called the office. The phone number this morning, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in. Got a few current events to talk about and a thermos full of coffee to drink, but we'll sure take your phone calls this morning. We're just kind of, well, I won't say at half strength this morning, but just half of us here. And but we'll be glad to welcome you on if you want to call, 307-745-5913.
Now, there's a song, an old hymn. I don't know if you grew up singing this, Richard, or anybody out there. It's called Count Your Blessings.
Yes.
Name them one by one. And, you know, I've been working down in La Porte a little bit last few weeks, off and on, and the drive this time of year normally can be scary. You get all kinds of weather going over the summit. I mean, you get everything from thick fog to ice to snow to whatever. And this year, I mean, I think on the last day of the month is this coming Friday.
Yeah.
Halloween or whatever, but. We're at the end of October, and the drives have been, I mean, it's unreal. You know, it's a blessing.
It's beautiful.
You know, I haven't had white knuckle driving yet. It's the wind hasn't even been that bad. You know, it's just.
And they four laned the road over the pass.
They did. They made the road bigger. I'm curious to see how that's gonna take to the weather. But it's a blessing. It's been a blessing. You know, because, it's just that time of the year where you expect the elements to take part in everything, but it's been a blessing this year. The hay season, of course, was a blessing. I know the weather's going to change like it always does.
that season comes in. And this fall, this hay season so far has been quite different from those in the past. That's just kind of how it is. We have a gracious Heavenly Father. I think he keeps it interesting for us sometimes, you know. And I think he wants us, I know he does, to count our blessings.
Absolutely.
You know, you hear us talk a lot, and we put out a lot, because it's a verse that it's a foundational verse that people need to, that Christians anyway, those that, yes, believe, but those that have repented and been baptized and have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, they are to be thankful. They are to remember that Romans 8:28. I'm in Corinthians. Let's just flip over there. It's right there. I've got it highlighted in our Bible, and it's under the heading of our victory in Christ. And it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And he works it all out. In this day and age, so much out there is, it's all about me. You know, and you'll have people they're a Sunday Christian because it benefits them. You know, it benefits them to go, whether it's the guy running for the state senate, it benefits him to be seen up there at the church. It gets him votes. It lets him be seen as an upstanding member of the community. Versus, someone that is a true Christian, and someone that, if they are a Christian and a state representative or a senator or whatever, that they don't vote for the ungodly laws, and they get up and do their best to say the Word of God says. And I just use that as an example, no specific person, but when you love God, you keep His commandments. Not just on Sunday morning, you know, when those that do gather for church, gather for church.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to pick and choose.
No.
Which commandment you want to keep.
Right.
Now, some are easier to keep than others, and some are easier for others to keep than maybe you, and then you've got easier ones than others because life brings on different situations.
Yes.
But don't start comparing the ones you keep with the ones they don't keep,
right,
and vice versa, because that's when big time hypocrisy comes in, and we're not supposed to be hypocrites, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we are to compare ourselves. We are to compare the laws that we keep, the commandments we keep, the judgments that we keep. We are to compare the way we walk, but we're to compare it with Christ, who was sinless.
And then, and you're never gonna measure up there, so you've always got room for improvement.
Right, right. And that's one of the important reasons to gather with the remnant. We gather on the first day of the week, Sunday morning at the LaPorte Church of Christ, and one of the things we do, and Kyle, you've got communion tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And that's one of the things we do, is that we gather and we remember that even though the world hates him, the world has done everything they can to rewrite history, to blaspheme our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to take him out of the education system today, to take him out of the business world today, to take him out of the whatever you call it, judicial law. Courts, they do everything they can, but he's still there, and we still gather, and remember that he gave his life, that he took the stripes that we deserved, and that he shed his blood as a sacrifice, because the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And so you can believe all you want, and if that's where you stop, well, welcome to the world of demons, because they believe. But they, you know, when they contact his blood, it's like burning acid, I think, to them.
Yeah.
Instead of a cleansing that it does for us.
I heard yesterday on the radio, being you brought up this subject, well, I heard the reason why, well, at least what I think, is why the Ebola, is that how you say it? Ebola scare came in, because come January, well, they're going to have vaccinations available, you know. And so, you know, you bringing up the blood of Christ and communion a while ago, man, that is our vaccination. That is why we don't have to be fearful when whether it's true or not true, and I tend to think it's not true more than true, these scares that they put out there, whether it's on the AIDS scare or whatever it is, that is our vaccination. If our people would just get that through their heads, that's where it lies. That's where everything lies. Not that we don't have to do anything, but that's where we should run for protection. And you know, and when you run there for it's the very same thing as seeking first the kingdom of God. They go hand. If you seek first, if you covet earnestly good health, you won't. I mean, that's the first place you should go, is the blood of Christ. I mean, if you want good health, and yeah. you should want that blood flowing in your blood.
The Bible, I think, is as much a health care book as it is a soul care book, as it is a book on how to run your civil government, as it is on how to have your household run. It is.
But that takes faith.
Faith. That's right.
You know,
that takes faith.
Because otherwise you're going to go to the vitamin shelf or the herb shelf first. And I'm not saying don't go there. We all should take care of our bodies as much as we can in the physical. But let's go first to the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And then we can go down the list. You know, it's just like the Word of God. I mean, there's things in there still that I find that it's like, man, why didn't I notice that before?
Yeah.
But go to Christ first, and then those other things will develop, and He'll open your eyes as time goes on, you know. Because we always think we see wide open, and then a year later we're like, oh, man, I was blind a year ago about this subject. I mean, but you got to first seek, you know, and we live in a covenant era where we got to seek first Christ and His kingdom. You know, where, you know, back in the old days, it was a little bit different, you know. It was more, they opened up the laws and they read, and that's how they sought the kingdom. Mm-hmm. But we seek Christ's kingdom. So first thing you got to do, how about enter it, you know, by being baptized for the remission of sins, being dunked in water, like it says, and just like the Gospel of John says, that if you've got to be born of water and spirit to even enter the kingdom. You know, I mean, if you're going to seek something, you're not going to walk around it and around it and around it and never enter into it. I mean, you're going to go, okay, how do I get in there? I mean, there's a kingdom right there. I need to get in it, you know, and then I'm going to try to live it, you know, I mean, but, and too many people, too many, what they say is Christian people, they don't seek first the kingdom because, well, for one, they've been lied to. They've been, you know, but when it gets right down to it, they hear what they want to hear, you know, and they have itching ears. You know.
They do. And the Bible talks about that. You know, God says, my prophets prophesy falsely, and the people love to have it so. You know, the people want to hear what they want to hear, the way that they think it should be.
Yeah.
You know, how many times we've had so many on the Remnant call in and say, well, I don't, you know, they'll witness to others, and people say, well, I just don't believe that.
And it ain't just us. I remember Pastor Peters, what's that word you say? I'm their validifier or validator?
Validator.
When I give them something they already believe, they're all for it. When I give them something they don't believe, well, then all of a sudden, whoa, you know
yeah.
Take me off the ministry or whatever. I mean,
time and time again.
That's how people are, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's that Sunday Christian that they want to stand on the word, and boy, yeah, praise the Lord and this and that, as long as it's okay with them.
Yeah.
You know, but when the storm comes or when the trials or the persecutions come, no, they tend to step away. Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Got a couple of Wranglers right here, and we got our coffee, and the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913 if you want to call in. And, you know, you just never know where these radio programs are going to go.
What's new with the Houston Five? Anything? I know they were going to have some type of a gathering. I think it's a week from tomorrow, right?
I heard. I think so.
Phil Robertson's going to be there.
Gathering's going on.
Huckleby, I think I heard.
Yeah, yeah, Huckleby. I thought I had a note on it. I'd print it out. I did see a thing that Mayor Anise Parker, she backed off her that they're not going to ask now for the sermons, just speeches.
Well, same thing.
Exactly. So, and they had one of the pictures that was being, was, you know, she was like, looked like she was crying or something, but yeah, who knows. Kind of mentioned it a little bit Thursday night, but we do remind you, Remnant, you know, be praying for that Houston Five, those five pastors that have been subpoenaed by the Houston City Council to turn in all of their communications, whether it's sermons or not, but writings and correspondence and all that regarding to what the city council has done and the ungodly pervert bill and law that the Houston City Council has just passed. You know, you need 17,000 signatures to be able to petition the city council, and when they bring over 50,000, you know, almost three times as many as are needed. Mm-hmm. There were two discrepancies in that 50,000.
Oh, there were?
So they threw them out.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't look at them. Two out of 50,000. You only need 17,000.
Yeah.
So they throw it out. See, they do what, well, they think they're in control.
Yeah.
And anyway, pray for the Houston Five. Pray for the Christians there in Houston. You know, I think I read Houston's the fourth largest city in the nation. And, you know, do those Houston Five pastors have it all right? You know, they probably don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Pray with the filter. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, how many times in the past have we prayed for people that turned out to be snakes? You know, I mean, it happens. But like the Apostle Paul said, maybe they're preaching out of selfish ambitions or out of greed or envy and strife. We don't know, but at least as of right now, that part of the gospel that says, thou shalt not do this, is being preached.
Amen.
We should praise God and hope that keeps going out. You know, like I said, pray with the filter on, because, you know, Jesus Christ can intercess for us, and he knows the will of the Father when we sometimes don't. You know?
And there were times in the Bible he used a jackass to get his word across, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure people out
there. You looked at me when you said that.
I look at you when I say most of what I say.
You know, there's five or six.
Not at all.
Down the road here. That,
oh, yeah, I've seen
there's
them.
There's five or six,
yeah, little
six
donkeys
jackasses or donkeys or whatever you want to call them, about, I don't know, probably 5 miles from here down the road towards town. And every time I drive by those, I think of an old story Peter said once about him and Sherry having a conversation. And they were kind of arguing with one another, and they were asking each other if that was part of their family or whatever. But it was kind of humorous, you know. And so every time I drive by those jackasses, there's lots of things that go through your mind, you know.
Well, again, folks, this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. The phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Don't get discouraged by what you see and hear about, as Kyle mentioned earlier, the Ebola that's coming. And I'm even going to touch base on it, I think, on a little review of the news tomorrow morning at church. But don't be discouraged by it. Be aware, but don't be discouraged. Don't be fearful.
What a great opportunity to witness the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, that's a good thing, you know. We can turn it, as you read in Romans 8:28, that God can turn everything in for good. So can we if we let it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're playing into the enemy's hands when you get discouraged and fearful and you know, it's like those little cartoons where they'd put their hands up to their chattering teeth. You know, I mean, that's how they want us to be, because then we'll do whatever they want us to do, and we'll go wherever right. they want us to go, and we'll get whatever vaccinations they tell us to get, and, you know, and just you know.
Not the way to be.
Nope.
Not the way to be. And when you look at the headlines, you know, another school shooting in Washington, prom, homecoming king or prom king or something, you know.
Dead?
Did the shooting. Oh, shot a couple students and then himself, and that is just all too common in the headlines. And then this past week in Canada, had a Muslim, shot and killed a guard in Canada, ran into the parliament, started shooting around, and they shot and killed him. First reports were there were two or three shooters, because they had shots from the mall a half mile down the road as well. And so who knows?
One on the grassy knoll. And
yeah, there you go. Yeah, so see how that works out. But at least the Canadian Parliament, the President Jean, whoever he is down there, you know, he didn't have a problem stepping out and saying that we will fight this terrorism, you know, right here on the home front if we have to, which is a little bit more than our mealy-mouthed mulatto president mm-hmm. team seems to say, you know, because that's what Canada does. When Canada has a Muslim kill a soldier or two, they kill him, do their best to anyway, and they did, and call it what it is, terrorism. You know, when we have a Muslim take a white Christian woman and stab her at work and cut her head off, that's workplace violence here in the United States. But again, for the remnant, don't be discouraged. 2 Chronicles have been kind of tried to was reading a little bit of that earlier this week, and I think I'll mention it tomorrow morning on the little review of the news as well. But in 2 Chronicles 15, I thought that these few verses sure applied for today. It says, "And for many days Israel," this is starting in verse 3, "for many days Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law." And, you know, now remember, remnant, even in reading this, he's always had his remnant. Mm-hmm. He's always had his Isaiahs that have gone and put the truth out. And I think what this references is that the people were separated from God at that time. The people didn't have a teaching priest and law as a whole. He still had his remnant over there in that corner, mm-hmm. and then up on that hilltop, and over here in this valley, the one or two that, you know, were doing the best they could with kingdom living, with keeping the law, with teaching, trying to spread the gospel of the day. But the people, for the most part, you know, they were separated from God. And it goes on and says, "But in their distress," and, you know, that's what happens when you are separated from your God. You end up in distress.
Yeah.
And, you know, today many people turn to booze or drugs or other, you know, sins in their distress. And it seems so few anymore turn back to God. But it says there in 2 Chronicles 15, I think it's verse 4, "But in their distress they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he let them find him." And that kind of jumped out at me. He let them find him. And there's several parallel passages in the Psalms where David talked about that, you know. And so, you know, when there's so many out there that they just don't have a close relationship with God, and they think he's forgotten them, and, you know, they they feel like their prayers just aren't answered, and well, maybe you're not seeking Him. I think that's one of the reasons. You know, the people, so many want to have the blessings of God without seeking Him, mm-hmm. without turning to Him. And what's the expression? They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have their fancy looking cake and, oh, it's so pretty, and look at it and be pleased by it, but they want to, you know, be able to eat it as well. Well, you know, if you want the blessings of God, you better seek Him. The next verse says, and in those times there was no peace to him who went out or to him who came in, for many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands.
Does that fit us today? What?
You know, from the homosexuals passing in California and trying to pass everywhere else, Houston, the transgender laws, where these people that if this sexual pervert thinks he his transgender thoughts, well, he can go in any bathroom he wants, whether your little boy or little girl's in there or not. Mm-hmm. And those laws are being, those people are protected. Those are afflictions that are on us, remnant. And, you know, we're still sending soldiers overseas in the perpetual war that you can read about in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Longer than World War I and World War II put together, we're still sending our troops overseas. And we're still having shootings. California, some Gutierrez comes in and shoots, kills two or three out there, a couple of policemen, and goes to carjack somebody. They resist. He just shoots them in the head, and they track him down and catch him. So that'll be a 20-year burden on the taxpayers there. Afflictions. For many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the land. And then the most recent school shooting in Washington. So yeah, I'd say that there are many disturbances afflicting all.
Yeah. You know, I think when you were talking about that gender thing, when you think of Sodom and Gomorrah, you think of a horrible, despicable... Well, you think of the bottom of the barrel, I do anyway, when I just think of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because I don't know how bad it was or what was going on, but I know it was bad. But we live in a different era. It says in the Bible that if Sodom would have known what we know, they would have repented. So as bad as we think of Sodom, they, as a nation, would have repented if they had this Bible in front of them with the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's hard to for me to really fathom because of how disgusting I think they were, but it makes me realize that where much is given, much is required. And as a people, back to the blessings things, the blessings that this nation was built on and started out with, they were given a lot. I mean, a lot. And they've thrown it away. I mean, they don't even profess that it was even built that way now, most of them. Take those blessings, and we, you know, every house, if they want to have 25 Bibles in it, can have them. They're not coming in and taking our Bibles out of our houses. I mean, I've probably got, I don't know, 15 or 20 in my house. You know, I mean... you know, as you know, I know, and you're this way too, and the whole LaPorte Church of Christ is, you know, as your kids grow up, you buy them a Bible, you know what I mean? And then when they get married, you give them a bigger Bible. I mean, those are blessings that people in the past, way before they had all the print shops and everything, they didn't have these things that we have. And they are, you know, they are something that we take for granted.
Yes.
And then to spit on the Word of God and God's commandments, man, you're going to be held accountable for that, because you were given more than Sodom and Gomorrah was given.
Yeah. You know, the thought occurred to me when you're saying that is, you know, maybe Sodom and Gomorrah that would have repented if they had this word. Maybe they didn't know about the lake of fire. Maybe they didn't know that God doesn't desire the death of the wicked, but for all to come to repentance. Now, who that applies to, you know... that might be open for interpretation, but the word says that. They were certainly wicked there, and whether they were Adamites or Hebrew, you know, probably not. But some of them sure were. Lot's family was, and Lot and it wasn't the only one that got out.
No.
You know, he was the only one that got out, him and his daughter.
Well, he had his daughter with him.
But they had other family there. It wasn't that they were all Canaanites or all Amalekites or whatever.
I don't know what they were.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, but they, if they had had this word, the word says they would have repented. Well, guess what? We have this word, and our people still don't repent. Our people still don't repent.
You know, and I really don't like to focus in on one sin, but this is the sin. This homosexual. This is the one.
This is the one that is in your face.
It's
people.
In your face, and it's the one that you'll have a Houston Five or a Phil Robertson stand up and at least go against. They don't. That doesn't seem to take place on fornication and adultery. And
right.
I mean, this is the one, and not only that, it's the one that it talks about in the last days. We will be as Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean,
so
this is the one, yeah. And I mean, so.
It's not only the Bible that brings it to the forefront today, that's, as you mentioned, but it is those that have been given over to a depraved mind that can't stop. They are creatures of instinct, and they cannot stop. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, you guys. I don't need to go on the air. I just got a question about a couple of your broadcasts that you did on Thursday.
Well, we're on the air, live. That's how live radio is.
Oh, no. usually you should deal with my agent before I do live.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, your agent can call our agent, and they can go golfing sometime. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, good. Well, if it's regarding broadcasts, let me give you my office, the office number, and then we can kind of look up and see what went out. We have the complete broadcasting schedule up at one of our websites.
I've got one right here in my hand, but what's the number I can call you at?
The office number, 307-742-7582. And
when can I call that?
Well, if you want to just wait a couple minutes after the top of this next hour.
I'll do that.
That'll give us time to wrap the program up and get in there. And what's your first name?
Yeah. Marcus.
Marcus. Well, Marcus, appreciate you calling. But do that, and we'll take a look and do our best to answer your questions about the broadcast.
I like what you guys are saying about the transgenders this morning. I think that's a good way of putting it. So that's my comment of the morning, and I'll call you later on.
All right, Marcus. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
You guys have a nice day.
You too. And the call-in number, 307-745-5913. And the office number is going to give you an answering machine if you call the office number during these broadcast times, and vice versa. If you call in the call-in number, we're on the other end of the office on the office phone. So that's just kind of how that goes. We are doomed to repeat our history if we don't learn from it. But you know that 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But you be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work." And whether it's the work we're doing here at the ministry, whether it's the work of the remnant out there that, that shine that light of Christ in this dark world, which we're all to do, whether it's those that hey, they hear a broadcast and maybe they do go get that Bible off the shelf and they dust it off and then maybe they you know, people think about, I think anyway, that to do the good work, you don't have to stand on the street corner preaching and yelling. You know, it may be given a Bible or a couple scripture verses to that person at work that's going through a hard time, maybe that lost a spouse or a child or is having a health issue or whatever it is. We talked earlier how the Bible is it is our health book. It is our salvation book. It is our book, our comfort. And you know, that may be the work, at least part of it, that we have to do, you know. You know, taking some healing scriptures to somebody that's going through a hard time. And, you know, reading them James 5, sharing it with them, and praying with them. Those are those works. Those are those deeds that our faith should drive us to.
Yeah. It should come natural. It should be just like walking.
It should.
Yeah.
It should. But, you know, so many today are just not, you know, it's almost more comfortable to go out and fornicate because that's what everybody's expecting. And that's what everybody else is doing. And so it almost seems like that, well, that's what everybody expects you to do. I guarantee in the public fool system it's that way today. Yeah. But, you know, we have to overcome that natural man and be the spiritual.
Yeah, I think the best way to sum it up is we've, as a people, fell away from God, which leads to all those other things that you just talked about. I mean, that's why our schools are a joke, because if people hadn't fallen away from God, they would have never got that way. They'd have been like, get that guy out of here. You know, what do you mean no prayer in school? You're out, you know.
Right.
But because so many fell away, then the enemy, you know, took hold of that great opportunity that, you know, well, hey, man, if they're going to fall down on the job, I'm getting
it. And how many times we read in Ezekiel that, you know, the we are to be the watchman on the wall, but the watchmen have fallen asleep as a whole. And so, you know, then when the remnant does awaken back up, and it's not the hordes, it's not the masses, it never has been, it's the one here and the two there that put the gospel out. And you know, we do our best here to put the whole gospel out. That, yeah, there is grace and mercy out there, and God does say that His Word says He doesn't want any to perish, but all to come to repentance. So guess what, sinner? Whether you're fornicating in high school, or whether you're a flaming fag out there, or you're a murderer, as I think that Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, had as much blood on his hands as anybody ever has. If he didn't do it, he heartily approved of it.
Yep.
That we read about in later in Corinthians, I think. Heartily approved. And so you who are practicing lawlessness, you who are practicing sin, you know, there's coming a day that you're not going to be able to repent, whether you want to or not.
No, and, you know, he's quite clear in there why God showed mercy on him, because he did it out of ignorance. You know, we're told that to learn from the law and the prophets.
Right.
And so you got all this huge sect of so-called Christians who say the law's been done away with. Well, they already know. It's like you've read before in Romans 1. They know God. They know the Ten Commandments. I mean, we can just sum it down to the Ten Commandments. There is hardly anybody that can plead ignorance on the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You can plead ignorance on some of those other things, you know, maybe on tithing, maybe on usury, maybe, you know, there's some things that you can plead ignorance on to a point, you know. But just take the Ten Commandments. No, people cannot plead ignorance on that. So what's the New Testament tell you to do? Learn from it, you know. So, you know, and basically I know you were taught and I was taught as a youth up not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to murder, not, you know, I mean,
we
were taught all those things, you know, so we can't plead ignorance, you know. Well, it's no difference on a subject like faith. We can read the story of Jericho and we can learn from that story the power of faith, the power of God, you know. And we can learn from the story of Sodom, Lot, you know, the destruction that can come upon you if you don't repent, you know, and seek God. I mean, it's all there. It's all there for our learning. It's all there for our understanding. I mean, it's the whole, like you said, it's the whole gospel.
You know? It's all of it. It is from beginning to end. Well, I guess we got the broadcast for ourselves this morning, Kyle.
I guess not.
15 minutes left.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
You'd think somebody would have something good to say. Yeah. But
well, and back in Romans, that you mentioned Romans 1, that, yeah, you can't look outside and see that blue sky and see that sun that comes up every day and see the order and see the creation that our God has created and not understand that there's a creator. It's just that many have just chosen to turn away and to be, whether it's intellectual or agnostic or whatever they want to call it. But, you know, just because someone doesn't believe in God or his word doesn't mean that God doesn't exist. You know, I saw a bumper sticker one time and it said, so atheists don't believe in God, so they think he doesn't exist. Well, God doesn't believe in atheists, so they don't exist. You know, and they still do. But his word is still there, all of it, and it's there for our learning. Romans 11:1 says, I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. And it you know, we have to remember that. You know, don't grow weary of doing good. We can't do that. We are not to be... I think that so many of the remnant today that have come out of Babylon, that have repented and been baptized and stuff, I think so many still, we end up being reactionary. Well, you know, and there's times I think we very well should be, like this Houston 5, mm-hmm. when something comes up. You know, but we have to, you know, we have to, I think, do our best to establish the kingdom, even if it's just, you know, I think about pastors saying, hey, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That establishes the kingdom in that household.
I mean, he even said several times, if it just comes down to me and my dog. I mean, and that's the outlook we got to have, because we can only control us,
right.
You know. And that was his point. If it's just me, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord, you know. Yeah. Now, we all fall down. We all make mistakes, but that's part of the Christian walk too.
It is. You know? It is. It's not perfection.
No.
You know, when you become a Christian, it's receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's being born again, and then you are equipped to be able to walk that straight and narrow. And yeah, there's times you fall off, and you know, you may just be hanging on by your fingernails as you're dangling over that precipice. But then you've got strength to climb back up on that straight and narrow path and get back on it. And then Romans 11:5. In the same way, then, if you want to know what that same way is, you got to read 11.
You got to read before that.
I'm not going to read that. But 11:5. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant, according to God's gracious choice. And so, you know, when Paul wrote this letter to the Romans, there was a remnant at that time. And, you know, when we share this with you over the shortwave and the internet and the broadcast or even the archives next week or next month when they're listened to, at the present time, there's still a remnant. There's still a remnant that don't bow their knee to Baal. Are they perfect? No. But they don't bow their knee to Baal. They do their best to you know, when faced with the ungodly, to just say no. Mm-hmm.
And you don't always know who they are. I remember a term growing up, and it's probably not really a good thing to say, thinking about it, but it'd be, oh, that old cuss that lives down the road, you know? Well, maybe that old cuss was called an old cuss because he said no. He wasn't going to bow his knee to Baal. He could care less about taxes. He could, whatever it happened to be, and he, you know, they gave him this name that, well, he might have been like one of those 7,000 that Elijah didn't know about, you know, that just had no problem just saying, in my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You guys can do whatever the blank you want to do. I don't know, you know. But those guys might be around.
Yeah.
is, like you said, the remnant is going to be here until he comes.
Yeah. Romans 8. Seem to be in Romans this morning. Romans 8. I've got this highlighted in my Bible. I think it applies for today. Romans 8:22 says, "For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." And I think that's part of the shootings, part of the, well, what the world calls terror and terrorists. The ungodly government that just doesn't stop. Many say like this Ebola, oh, well, it first showed up in 1976 and such, you know, Sierra Leone or wherever it was. And, you know, if you watch the movies they put out, you know, they tell their story that, yeah, they create it and test it in those type places and then just kind of tuck it away somewhere and hold on to it for a while. And, you know, it's the birth pangs. It's the ending of this ungodly age. That's how the Bible compares it to. And it says, "And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved." And, you know, then it ties in with that hope and that faith that is not seen. If we hope in what we see, well, there's no hope. There's no need to hope for that if you can see it. The things that we see, we have to overcome the thoughts that it gives us and have the hope and have the faith. Well, a few more minutes left in the broadcast this morning. Just about finished that thermos of coffee. 307-745-5913. Saw a headline here, caught my eye. I thought it was kind of funny. Colorado residents ask a Mexican restaurant to drop illegal from its name. There's a restaurant down, and it's down in, got this from Fox News. Latino Fox News is where the link took me. Okay. A chain of Mexican restaurants in Colorado opening a new location in November in Fort Collins, caught my eye, has raised concerns about the chain's name and residents want it changed. The restaurant is called Illegal Pete's. I don't think that Pete's a Mexican name, but it's Illegal Pete's.
Pedro.
Yeah, there you go. Has six locations in Boulder and Denver, and it's modeled after a sort of Mexican food that originated in San Francisco's Mission District. Owner Pete Turner. He's the owner, and I don't know Pete Turner.
Doesn't sound Hispanic, though.
No. They had a big meeting in Wednesday in Fort Collins. I mean, they had a turnout for this. They don't want it Illegal Pete's. He said the name is a literary reference to a bar in a novel he once read. He started the restaurants in 1995, hoped the name would be ambiguous enough to spark people's interest. But according to the infamous Coloradoan, and you talk about a mullet wrapping rag, community members point out the negative context with the name, specifically with the word, it says world here, typo from their news article, the word illegal when used to describe undocumented immigrants, and it should be dropped. So illegal speeding would be okay. Illegal adoption maybe would be okay, but not illegal Pete's for a Mexican restaurant.
They want everybody to just stick their head in the sand and not, because that might make them think, are there illegals? I mean,
yeah. How about if he changed it to undocumented Pete's? Maybe Pete down there, maybe that would work. Undocumented Pete's. Now, what you're going to find, Pete, is you can't please all the people all the time. Here's this Lucy Gonzalez says, "Since I know the context and I have been labeled with the word illegal, it makes a huge difference for me." Well, if you're illegal, illegal. But see, that's the lawlessness. Don't even put you can't even name a restaurant Illegal Pete's because the people are so lawless, they don't want to be reminded of it.
Maybe you should change it to No Green Card Pete's. Maybe they'd go
Fornicating Pete's. you know. Well, now that the time's running out, we got one caller here. Let's take the caller real quick. Good morning. Thanks for calling. Got just a minute.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Say, been listening to your broadcast this morning, and a little radio check. The radio that I use, the radios that I use are all portable, battery powered or house current. It's morning broadcasts are always difficult, even with the long wire. Sometimes they're good. Mostly they just. It's pretty much useless. I always resort to the internet. So
I know a lot of people have been listening on their phone.
Oh yeah,
they get really good service that way.
Yeah, if you do, you got a phone number you can call, 832-999-1729. That'll work all the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe, thanks for the reception report. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And then as soon as 10 o'clock rolls around, it gets a lot better with the other
different frequency. So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it probably won't be long. We'll be changing the timing again, so that kind of fluctuates throughout the year. So.
Hopefully that'll aid things a little bit.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good Saturday, guys.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, bye.
Well, Saturday morning's rolling around here. The sun's up, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. More like
70
August.
70 degrees today.
More like August.
Man.
It's tough on the hunting, though. It is. The animals are still holding up pretty good, so. Well, as we wrap up this Coffee with the Wranglers, we want to invite you to church tomorrow, and you can come here 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. Join us at scripturesforamerica.org, and we'll have a two-hour service for you, and we'll start it out with a review of the news and then have a welcome, and I know Shane and I is going to have a lot of music for us tomorrow. You get to see Kyle. He's bringing a communion message. And
you gonna bring an opening?
Might, yeah, we'll see. And if you come back and work the board,
I guess that's welcoming.
So yeah. Welcoming opening, yeah. And then we'll. Right now we're about halfway through the They and Us series by Pastor Peter. So hope you're enjoying that. And you know, I just a foundational series, and I think that's what we're continuing on this week. But you just never know. Yeah. Kind of like tuning in here. So. Well, again, thanks for joining us. And our address, if you want to write to us, is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. And our email address is preacher@sfaw.org. That's preacher@sfaw.org. Thanks a lot.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, head them off.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.